everybody, and welcome to episode 32 of the weekly wind down, where we don't have anything specific to talk about because we're trying to avoid politics. So you're going to listen to us all chit chat for an hour. So feel free to skip ahead to a subject you want to hear about. But of course, we'll start out with the wine. I am drinking 19 Crimes, but it's different. It's called
the. You're also again because Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
Oh yeah, I'm Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacey, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacey, the political princess.
Look, if you don't know who we are yet, like, there's not a whole lot I can do for you.
I know. I'd like to point out, even though people can't see me, I'm having such a good hair day today.
She is having a good hair day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you looked real fancy. I thought something happened. Okay. I'm drinking 19 Crimes, but I'm drinking their hard shard, which is their shard, which is their Chardonnay, and it's 15% alcohol. And there's a little bit of a bite to it. There's a little bit of it's a little bit harsh going down, but I'm sure that'll ease with time. I've only taken one sip so far, so. It's a hard shart. That would be real gross. Real gross.
What I like is that on Parks and Rec, there's like the chard lady, like Swiss chard, when they have their farmer's market, and like, or no, it's a guy, and their whole thing is like, get charred, which I think is real funny. Weird.
I know. All right, I'm drinking something so fancy. It's a screw cap, and I almost can't pronounce it, but we're pretty sure it says Reunite, because it's R-I-U-N-I-T-E. Lambrusco from Italia. But it's a screw cap, and I just found out when I opened it, it's fizzy, and I'm super disappointed, and it's 8% alcohol,
Stacey's drinking juice. Yeah.
I'm like wasting.
You have a ridiculously large wine cooler. That's what you have.
I'm wasting a whole bottle of calories.
You can pretend like you're a little tiny human drinking a wine cooler.
You are like 23-year-old me when I decided like I'm gonna be fancy and like wine, but my wine needs to taste like Capri Suns.
Yeah, pretty much. And the 8% alcohol.
Wine Wednesday. Like, that's not wine.
No, it's juice.
So embarrassing.
It's real gross. It's
like the wine we had in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Oh, it's red?
Yeah. Oh, it's called
white.
It's called soft, lively red wine. I should have known when it said lively that it has bubbles, but I didn't even think about it. I just saw the $7 price tag.
It's table wine, and they spilt some Sprite into it. You're drinking Sprite.
Yes. Sprite. It tastes like Sprite. Yes. Yep. It's true.
Gross. Well, the only wine I had unopened, I didn't want to drink because I know it's going to be bad. So my roommate had a bottle of wine open, and it looked kind of fancy. And so I texted her, and I was like, hey, can I drink some of that wine? And then I found out it was from Trader Joe's. But it's pretty good. So it's the Alamos. It's a Malbec, which I'm okay with Malbecs. You didn't like your Malbec last week.
Hey, I finished it the other night, so.
Well, there you go. It's 2015. It's from Argentina. I mean, it's Malbec. It's dry. It's not the worst. And it's from Trader Joe's, which, you know, Trader Joe's has some good cheap wine.
Trader Joe's does have good cheap wine.
I think next week I'm going to try the other... I'm going to try the $5 Target wine Chardonnay because I did the red blend last time. And then I just didn't have time to go to Target again, but I do want to try that. And at some point I found these wine filters that have like, it takes out all the gross stuff that was already removed from your organic wine. So I really think we should do an experiment where we get really cheap wine and then we put it through this filter and then we see how shitty we feel the next morning.
That could be a game changer.
It could be a game changer. Could you imagine? Wine filters.
Yeah.
You should do, when are you going to do the Tata towel?
Oh, I mean, you know what? The other day I got out of the shower and literally under my boobs were so sweaty. And I was like, not sweaty, but just like, I'm going to say my least favorite word, moist. You know, when it's just like, you're still hot from the shower and there's like a whole thing. And I was like, I could really use a Tata towel right now.
Lex the other night, she, same thing, she got out of the shower and she's getting ready, and she goes, this is why I need the ta-ta towel. She, like, lifts up her boobs and she's like, look, look. And I'm like, yeah, you got out of the moisture. Shower. Mm-hmm. You're moist.
No, okay.
I did order the one
that needs to be on, and we can review the ta-ta towel.
Okay.
Yes. I did order the one that's, like, sticky and you just stick cups over and then you laces up and you pull the two strings and it pulls them together and gives you cleavage. I haven't received it in the mail yet, but I did order it, so I'll be able to review that too.
Good.
I'm super excited about
it. I don't want to play that game. I don't want to have to do something like that.
Why? Yeah, what are you going to experiment with your boobs?
All right, I'll take one for the team, and I will try the marijuana tampon.
Is that you taking one for the team?
I think it's only available in, like, California, Canada, and, like, one other place.
Well,
I was like, what?
Someone's coming to visit.
Colorado.
Yeah, I think maybe it was.
Smuggle pot tampons to you across state lines.
Yeah.
I don't ask for a lot.
That's true.
I do want to try it. After I read about it, you know, it's supposed to take away your cramps, and I'm like, oh, but I mean, it doesn't get you high, obviously, so it just relaxes you.
Yeah, did that change your, you're not gonna try them now?
Never mind.
No, I'm totally gonna, I'm gonna see what I have to do to try it, because you have to have a card to buy it.
I don't get cramps. Like, I don't really get bad cramps at all. Really? I get real weepy. I get super bloated, and I get, like, bad, like, I get period poops, you know. You know when you get, like, period poops? You know what I'm talking about. That's why you almost put out your wine.
Her juice.
I'm like, oh my god, I seriously just choked on my wine. It, like,
you
came
know
out
what
my
I'm
nose.
Talking about, though, right?
I can't believe you're talking about the period poops on the podcast.
It's a thing. Everybody knows. Every person who's ever had a period knows about the period poops.
I don't think guys listen to this podcast anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not too worried about them.
Your grandma doesn't listen.
I felt bad because you know how sometimes you're just like, I'm going to take this moment and educate you. I had a friend who made some comment, and it was probably like a solid 5 years ago, but he made a comment that was something akin to, I know how it is when you guys are on your period and you have a bad hair day. And I was like, whoa. You have no idea what it's like. And I got into the full thing about, like, period poops and blood clots, and, like, I went into it. He learned that day, and he was just, at the end, he was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, what did you think? I get my period and I'm like, my hair looks bad. Where's the chocolate? No. You spent like 4 extra hours during that time period on the toilet. Let's just be honest.
If you're spending 4 extra hours on the toilet, not you need to go to the doctor.
You know what I mean.
Something's wrong with you.
So much money.
I think the marijuana tampons also reminded me of that news article that I read about teenagers soaking tampons in vodka and inserting them. I know. There was also the eyeballing. Have you heard of that?
To what?
It's literally, you take a shot glass and you fill it with vodka. You open your eyeball, put the shot glass up so it's sealed around, and tip it back so that it's sealed and it, like, soaks into your eyeball, and apparently you get drunk really fast. Yeah.
And blind.
Yeah.
You get drunk and blind.
Yeah, my eyes are literally watering right now. My eyes are so sensitive to topics. Like, I don't like, or like sounds. Like, if you flick a rubber band around me, my eyes twitch, like they get real crazy. But
triggered.
Just you.
She's triggered. It's
you. Fine. I had a traumatic experience with my eyeball when I was younger. I had a piece of glass in it.
Okay,
so, like,
here's my question, though, about sensitive. The whole, like, vodka and the eyeball thing.
What if you just put it in your mouth and get drunk that way?
Right. One, yes. We can start there. That'll be point
okay.
A. Point okay. B, what fucking idiot was sitting around as a teenager with a full bottle of vodka and was like, you know what we should do? I'm going to open
think probably one that read about the tampons, because there's also the people that
but
do butt chugging.
Who was just sitting there and was like, you know what I should do with this tampon before I shove it up my vag? I'm going to soak it in vodka.
It's got to be, like, people looking for thinner skin, you know? Like, hey, how can we absorb this really fast? And they're like, my eyeball's thin.
How much faster can you absorb it than a shot?
Right? Like, why do you need to get drunk so fast?
You know these dumb-dumbs are doing some kind of horrible, like, salted caramel pumpkin spice vodka tampons.
We are ancient, by the way. Why do you need to get drunk so fast?
You know why? It's because we can't get drunk fast because then we just get tired fast and go to bed earlier.
Look, listen, kids, here's the thing. We all had to suffer through the shitty tasting vodka in our teens before we could go to the actual store ourselves. Suck it up, princess. You need to do it too. You're not taking any shortcuts.
Getting chaser like the rest of us.
Yeah, you're not taking any damn shortcuts with your tampons and your eyeball shots, you dum-dums. You're going to drink it. You're going to drink the Blue Label vodka that is triple distilled through charcoal. you're going to be fine with it. God, well, earn your stripes.
Like, I've noticed the difference because I have friends that are younger than me that I know from dance, and it's so funny. And they're, if you get offended and you're listening, I'm very sorry, but your taste will change in a couple years when you get older and have a little bit more money. because you know what I mean? The older you get, the more willing you are to spend more money on good alcohol.
For sure.
Am I right?
For sure.
I'm 30, and they're like, I don't know, 25, 26. And when we're hanging out and they're like, you guys want wine? And they'll bring out the shittiest white wine I've ever seen in my lifetime. Or like, Prosecco. And I'm just like, no. That's not good. It's not. You don't like wine, I don't think. I don't think you've tried wine. What you're drinking right now is like, remember when they let the apple juice
ferment
at the elementary school ferment and then like all the elementary school kids got kind of buzzed? Like, that's what they're drinking is apple juice that expired like a
year
ago.
I've gotten so old now though. Like, when Stace and I were younger, we used to consume just obscene amounts of Blue Label vodka, like unhealthy amounts. We shouldn't have been drinking that much. I don't know where our supervision was, but it wasn't near us. And now the thought of taking a shot gives me heartburn. I'm like, ooh, a shot. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in for all that. Like, I can't.
I need Tums before I even think about, I mean, is Tums a chaser? I feel like you could, you know, like smooth kind of Tums. Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. Tums. I'll sit down and I'll drink bottle two of wine with you, but I'm not taking no damn shots.
I still take shots.
I still drink cheap wine too, though. I have found some of the best cheap wine. I'm like, you know, I found that one. It was like two or three podcasts ago that I got from, I think it was Blackwood Wine or whatever from Costco. That shit was good, and it was like $7. So
hey, I'm not saying we need to get all fancy. I'm just saying the thought of taking a shot now. So, I just
Costco has this thing where they buy like excess stock from like really expensive wineries, and then they rebottle it. So a lot of the times you're buying cheap wine at Costco, it's actually really expensive wine.
It's just
it's like TJ Maxx of wine.
I like
but
it.
What is like, they like, put a little line label? Across the label. They just put a little line across the label and sell it as something else. And then but it's real nice. But I don't know if it's just because I'm a couple, am I a couple years younger than you guys?
Yeah.
I'll take some shots.
I will take a shot on like a real special occasion.
It's going to be some
expensive alcohol.
Yeah
it's going to be some more pricey tequila if I'm taking a shot.
Same.
You're not tricking me into the Blue Label vodka is my point. Like, there's no way. Like, I'll be the weirdo in the corner not drinking if that's all you have, because it's just not worth it. It's just not.
You like classy drunk, and you can't get classy drunk with sour apple pucker.
Fact.
Yeah. That's some like shit that we used to drink back in the day too, is stuff that now I look at it, it's 90% sugar. It's flavored. And it's like 8% alcohol. And we would like take shots and drink the bottle. And I'm like, looking back, I'm thinking, how did
you weren't
we
drunk.
Get drunk?
You didn't.
Right?
You
we were just
to be drunk. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys ready to play a game?
Yes.
Okay. So, would you rather be forced to wear wet socks for the rest of your life or only be allowed to wash your hair once a year?
Okay. Wearing wet socks for the rest of your life would probably give you like gangrene or foot rot, you know, like that would be not only uncomfortable, but I'm pretty sure there's like health risks with that.
Definitely.
So I'm going to go with not washing my hair for a year because
we could have
some like, pretty cool dreads going on. Yeah, that's where I was going. I'm like, I've seen some cool dreads. So you know what? I would try and go for the dreads.
I would just keep my hair like buzz short.
Oh.
I didn't even think of that.
Okay. Right. Oh, once a year, there's no amount of dry shampoo. There's not enough dry shampoo. And that means my feet would be moist all the time, which is so gross and my least favorite word. But I'm going to go with wet socks because I couldn't not, like, my hair is such a big part of my life.
You'd stink and your toenails would fall off.
My feet are already real messed up. So I feel like, whatever.
Would you rather find out the universe was created a couple days ago and all your memories and knowledge are fake, or find out you're in a coma right now and this is a message from your doctor using advanced technology to wake you up?
Would I get to wake up eventually and go back to my normal life?
This is all I know. You know, as
I don't. I have too many questions for this question.
I think the coma thing, because then at least everything's real.
Yeah, I'd rather be in a coma.
Yeah.
But what if the coma's permanent?
No, they're waking you up with advanced technology. They're waking you up.
Oh, well,
so basically you're giving up all your memories, mm-hmm. or you have just lost like a few years of your life.
That.
That one.
That.
Which person in this orgy disaster would you rather be? Okay, here's the good deed gone wrong. I dropped into my friend's house to give her a birthday cake I spent all day making and saw my best friends having an orgy. I was so sad because I was apparently the only one not invited. They said I could join in if I wanted, but you could tell no one really wanted me to. So I left them the cake and went to the movies by myself instead. So would you rather be the best friends, the person who made the cake, or the cake?
The cake. I would rather be the friend. I'm going to assume y'all didn't want me there because whatever reason, I'm married or whatever.
I think I would be the friend also. Not necessarily, like, I'd want to be the cake, I guess. But I'd want to be I would be the friend. Not that's what I want to be, but it is not uncommon for me to be like, there's a thing happening that I wouldn't want to participate in, but I'm really hurt that I wasn't invited. Like, that seems like something I would do.
Same. First of all, I don't want to be a cake, because they're going to eat me after that, and that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Secondly, I don't want to be in an orgy with any of my friends.
No.
And thirdly, I would be down to go to a movie right now. Like, that sounds
right.
That sounds like a good
But
time.
Also, don't you get kind of sad when you're not invited to something that you didn't really want to go to anyways?
I'm never sad when I'm not
do.
Invited
That's
to
true. I know. Yeah. I do. I get a little like, oh, they didn't.
Okay. Would you rather have Dave Patel take you on a romantic date once a week for a year, or have someone bring you free pizza once a week for a year?
Who's Dave Patel?
Pizza.
Oh, she's showing me a picture. I don't even know who that is.
Pizza.
Pizza.
I'm going to say pizza because I don't know that guy.
Okay. Your best
friend. I'm going to say pizza because pizza.
Yes. Right. Pizza because pizza. Yeah. That.
Your best friend committed a serious but nonviolent crime and needs your help to cover it up. If you refuse to help them, they will go to jail for 25 years. Help them, but have to live with the guilty conscience for the rest of your life, or refuse to help them and lose your best friend. I would totally help them.
Help. I would help you.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah, I'd help.
Who else would I call if I committed a serious crime?
I know.
We're not even going to talk about when we were 17 and you called me and we had that coat, you know? Mm-hmm. Yep. That.
That was real. That was sly. And could also be true, depending on who's listening. Lori, listen, I didn't do all of the things you thought I did. That's Stacy's mom. Okay, would you rather give up cheese or give up oral sex?
Cheese.
Giving or receiving? Because
both.
Giving cheese. I want cheese.
I would give up cheese.
I already can't have a lot of different kinds of cheese, so. Yeah, it really depends on giving or receiving, honestly.
I think it's all of the above. Okay, would you rather have taste buds in your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Butthole is like
what?
Would you rather have taste buds on your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Taste buds on my butthole.
you don't have taste buds in your mouth if you choose option B?
Look, I don't think these are real options for people. I think it's just hypothetical.
Poop out of your mouth? There's no way. There's no circumstance I'd poop out of my mouth. Although, no, I have a funny story. It's real cute. I used to nanny, like, right after high school, and I remember the little boy I watched, like, the first time he threw up, when he was, like, aware of what was happening and could talk, like, when he was old enough, he threw up and he goes, "Stacy, my mouth pooped." It was really funny. My mouth pooped.
Sounds like you had to be there.
No, you don't have to be there. Stacy laughed. It was funny. He said his mouth pooped because it was throw up.
All right, let's talk about the sinner.
Oh, I have so many issues with the sinner. All right, so if you have not watched it or if you have, basic rundown is Jessica Biel, she is hanging out with her family. She has a small son and a husband on the beach and just out of nowhere stabs this guy and kills him. And so they put her in jail and her husband comes and visits her and is like, "What is your deal?" So then the premise of like the whole show is her backstory, telling stories about her life. She's got twisted parents. They're very religious. She has a sister with some kind of terminal disease they don't really go into. And
she has, it's basically she has telling, a bunch of holes in her heart and she has lymphoma.
Okay. I didn't care what was wrong with her. Yeah. So I don't know how much I want to like ruin it for people listening, but I had so many issues with the final. So if any of our listeners have watched it, we're going to spoil it right now. So fast forward if you haven't seen it. But in the end, you find out that she takes her sister out for a fun night because her sister is like, "I have no life. Our parents baby me and they just think I'm going to die and whatever. So I want to go out with a bang." So she takes her sister out to hang out with some of her friends. They do drugs and the sister gets laid for the first time and she dies mid-lay. And the guy goes to do CPR, breaks bones, whatever, and the girl doesn't make it. And I have so many issues with how they ended it. There were so many holes in the story that it ruined the entire show for me completely.
That and the one thing that I liked about the show was that they really they really tried hard to show that people are like really complicated creatures, that especially with like the main guy who was a detective, you can tell that he's a decent, like hardworking, smart cop. Like he's really trying to help Jessica Biel's character, who's Cora. He's the only one dedicated to finding out, because it just didn't make sense that this woman who was normal and had a normal life just killed this guy on the beach. So he just wasn't buying she confessed, she said she didn't lock her up kind of thing. So but then they go in and they show that even these really good people have these kind of like dark sides to him. He has some like kind of sexual fetishes that you wouldn't necessarily like think about him. And I just like that, because I like when TV shows try to show that people are oftentimes more complicated than what you think they are when you first meet them. And they did do this, the kind of codependent relationship that Cora and her sister have is like incredibly intense. You can tell Cora, who's the older sister, her mom's kind of put her in this position where her mom makes her feel responsible for her sister being sick. Like she tells her, "I used all my energy on you and this is why she's sick." And like she couldn't eat chocolate because it was like a luxury and her mom thought that God would punish her little sister by making her sicker. So Cora spends her whole life growing up kind of feeling this way. And so her sister almost pimps her out. Like she wants to live vicariously through her so badly that she kind of like, she makes her go out on these dates and then tells her like in detail what happened, because her sister is just so desperate to like kind of live through that. And then they do this scene that's incestual. And I think they took it a step too far. Like I get the point they were trying to make. They were trying to show Cora's kind of absolute devotion to her sister and whatever she needed. So they make them kiss. And then Cora like feels her up, but then they make her finger her. And I thought that just took it like one, that was just one step too far. Like that to me,
yeah,
I was like, you get the point with the kissing, because no one kisses their sister like that. Like you understand the devotion there. You didn't have to take it. Cause that to me, I kind of turned me off from the Cora character and I was pulling for her the whole time. Like,
yeah,
And then the biggest plot gap is the one with Cora and her mother. Like, they leave it completely kind of not just unanswered, but like they attempted to answer, but they didn't answer anything. And it was just, that part was really unsatisfying. And
yeah,
I mean, I thought the premise was great. I really liked the storyline. I was so impressed with Jessica Biel. Like, her acting has come so far. Like, I really...
What do you... since Seventh Heaven?
Yeah.
Are you putting down her acting skills on Seventh Heaven?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's super accurate. Okay, just checking.
I actually got to meet Jessica Biel. She came on my ship on the Abraham Lincoln and filmed Stealth there. And I have to say, honestly, she's... not that I've met a lot of actors or actresses, but she was so incredibly nice. She spent so much time with the crew and was just like, she took pictures until no one wanted to take pictures. Like, she was a wonderful human being. So I've always liked her, but I was always kind of like, her act, meh. I mean, yeah, you married Justin Timberlake, like, that's cool. But yeah, she did such an amazing job in this. And Bill Pullman's always just great. And
mm-hmm.
So if they would have taken out that one part, I would have thought that this was the best show that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
I was like, I was super invested almost the whole time. I kind of figured out what was going on 3 or 4 episodes from the end. And I was like, man, really, if this is what plays out. And then you're kind of just watching it to see it play out to make sure you're right.
Yeah.
In the end, because you're like, really? This is what's happening, huh? All right. They're doing that. Okay. So, you know, like, it's not super unpredictable, which is, usually I like the shows that where I'm like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, but like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well,
shameless plug.
I wouldn't know yet.
Shameless plug.
But, yeah, so I liked being so enthralled by it, and I totally agree that Jessica Biel has come a long way, but, man, disappointed in those holes and the way it ended, meh. Mm-mm.
But totally worth watching. I wouldn't not recommend it to people.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
It depends on the person.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, when I was reading the reviews, and I was reading the reviews before this, like, essential, like, scene came on, and I was kind of like, God, people are, like, kind of being babies about this. Like, I thought they were talking about it was overly sexualized because of the cop's character. And I was like, I think it's cool that they're showing, you know, a different side. And then I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, no, that's unnecessary. Like, we could have pulled back a little bit on that. Yeah.
Did you guys watch the new This Is Us episode?
No, I just tried watching it and my thing wouldn't load.
Okay. I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys. I feel like I'm the only person that can't seem to get emotionally invested. Everybody I know says they bawl through these episodes.
You know what? You're a sociopath. Yeah. That's all the proof I needed.
I cry more watching the ends of Modern Family when, like, Phil gets on and, like, says some, like, super meaningful stuff and wraps up the show. And I'm like, oh my God, about family. I don't know if I can't, for some reason, connect with the characters. I don't have much in common with them or what it is. I already predicted a ton of stuff and I can't get emotionally attached. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh my God. This Is Us is a phenom. How dare you?
I know.
Can't do it.
Watch Parenthood.
Oh my God. Parenthood was so good.
I cried every episode almost, especially the last one. And they're all out there playing baseball. And I'm just like,
Parenthood was so
good. Oh my gosh, Stacey, you need to watch Parenthood.
I tried to get her to watch it. We started it and she just didn't get into it. We were drinking at my house one night.
I'm sad that he's not alive.
But she's with his best friend. What the hell happened there?
Oh no, and I need to find out. But the whole thing, that show's the best. And,
you know, maybe that's some of my problem too, is I'm so annoyed that they have this one question that you get the first episode, you find out Jack's dead and she's with his best friend now. And then the entire season is about how great of a couple they are. They adopted the baby and they're raising their twins. And she, you know, lost a baby. And you're so like, oh my God, they're the perfect couple. But why, what the hell happened where he's dead now and she's with the best friend? And so I'm annoyed that they haven't answered questions the entire season. And now I just watched the first one and I'm like, okay, they lit on a little bit more, but I'm...
That's with the whole time jump thing. They can't give it all away at once. They got to keep it going or else they won't have anything to talk about.
Then they need to answer some other better questions, you know, to keep me invested because I'm just annoyed at this point.
It's really brave of you to admit that you don't like This Is Us.
The subplots that are going on, you know, with like Kate and her boyfriend and, you know, is she going to cheat with that guy and then like this and with Kev trying to be like an actor and he's like a struggling actor. I'm just, the subplots do not make up for the big questions enough for me to stay invested.
I feel like I don't know you. I'm going to lead with that.
I feel like you're the sinner.
I'm feeling a little betrayed.
Sorry.
So you're the one person in America who doesn't like This Is Us. I thought we all finally found something we could all agree on.
Right? I feel like that. I feel like I'm the only person posting on Facebook that's like not crying every episode.
I cry every episode of This Is Us. Literally every episode.
Ugly cry.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But you know, you couldn't get into Wentworth either, and I was obsessed with Wentworth.
Yeah, I could. I tried.
Wentworth is like a serious version, but also with some funny parts of Orange Is the New Black. It's a women's prison,
and I can get behind any show with lesbians. Like, put me down on the list. Put me down for two.
Oh
like,
my god!
I can get behind it, and I was just meh.
Wentworth, like. They break all the rules about television. They kill main characters. So does
Game of Thrones.
That's what I've heard too. They throw you off with all these different twists, and it's so every episode you're going, no way, did that really just happen? Like it's so good.
So does Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones has too many characters.
No, it's got just the right amount of characters.
I cared about some of them, and they didn't give them enough airtime.
Yeah.
But the
ones you really care about, I'm not going to talk about any of them because I don't want you to know who's alive and who's not.
I'm never going to watch it.
Not you.
Yeah, we still have that bet going.
We do.
I have heard that you have to read, I think it's the Wikipedia page. Every time you watch an episode, you have to stop and look it up and read little parts to keep
homework.
Track.
I watch a YouTuber. Who does some videos about stuff.
I don't need to do
I don't not to explain myself. What yeah. happened. Not to explain what happened, but just to go over like correlations between what's happening on the show and what's happening in the books.
I don't need that kind of pressure from TV. Like that's
not I like TV that makes me, you know, wowed and, you know, throws me off, but I don't like TV that I have to think so hard about, which is why I don't like a lot of Kai's action movies, because halfway through I'm like, who's that guy and what are they even doing? I don't even know what's going on because there's so much action going on. I'm like, I can't even follow.
I bet he loves watching those with you. What's happening?
He's given up and he watches them by himself and he watches like romantic comedies with me because he's like, forget it.
Like, he does that when we're watching a movie, but she'll like, and I won't answer her questions because she'll play on her phone through half of it and then be like, wait, who is that? I'm like, no.
If we're watching TV shows, the same thing. If he starts playing on his phone, I'm like, mm-mm.
Marriage is fun.
But
it is fun.
Can we talk about how excited I am that Will and Grace comes back?
Yes, we can all agree on that, I think.
Oh, man. No, I'm so excited. What?
You're not even a Will and Grace fan?
You've never seen
Will and Grace? Oh, ma'am.
There's a lot of shows, like older shows like that I've never seen a single episode of. Will and Grace, Seinfeld, The Office.
Oh, fuck Seinfeld.
Seinfeld's funny.
Seinfeld.
No, I like Seinfeld. The Office is amazing.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, I don't watch that either.
Man, I've never seen a single episode of these shows. Like,
The Office is a must. Parks and Rec is a must. 30 Rock is a must.
Parks and Rec is hella funny.
I've never seen any of
them. Will and Grace is hella funny.
I got nothing.
Oh, dear. All right, so what are you guys obsessed with this week? I am obsessed with Lucy's Chance came here today. So my first 10 books. So I'm giving away three, and then it will release in Provincetown early, and then it will officially come out in December. So Stacy has read it. She actually did the final edit for me.
I did.
Yeah. And yeah, so I'm really excited. It's really good. This is one of my favorite ones that I've written. I mean, I like all of them for different reasons, but I enjoyed writing about a serial killer. So I'm excited about this one.
You are good at it. You might be a sociopath.
Maybe.
Are you a serial killer?
I'm not telling. You guys would definitely know if I was a serial killer.
Right, I know. We'd have to help you.
We'd be cleaning up some messes.
Who's bringing the wine this time?
I don't.
Okay, this episode's a shit show. Everyone get it together.
I have something I'm obsessed with, but...
Go ahead, Stacey.
Okay, so I am obsessed with the fact that I have gone back to dance for 2 weeks, which is, like, fun for me, and because I feel, like, most like myself when I can dance. Like, it's super cathartic for me to be able to dance. I'm still a little, like, I baby my foot a lot. Like, I'm real nervous to do a lot of stuff, and I've been told, like, I can't do a lot of stuff, so I end up marking turns and leaps and stuff like that, and which is, if you don't dance, is, like, you don't do it full out, basically. So that's been fun for... It's like this double-edged sword where it's like, it's really fun and I'm glad I'm doing it, but then it's hard because I can't really do it all the way. And then yesterday I jogged for the first time at physical therapy.
Why?
Which, if you're just listening, at physical therapy.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, I haven't run since before I hurt my foot, which was 2 Christmases ago. So it's almost been, like, 2 full years. And so it was the same thing where I was like, I jogged, but then, like, it hurt. And after 2 minutes, I was so out of breath.
That's how I'd be if I jogged.
Yeah, yay, me! Yeah. But also, like, well, and it was sad because my physical therapist was like, so prior to hurting yourself, what would your normal, like, cardio be? Because I'd go to the gym, like, 4 days a week, and I dance, sometimes more, and I dance, like, 2 nights a week. So I was like, oh, my normal cardio, like, would be, I don't know, like, 30 to 45 minutes on the treadmill or the elliptical, and then, like, Stairmaster or some kind of bike. And then so to only be able to jog for 2 minutes and then just be like totally out of breath was kind of embarrassing. But then at the same time I was like, but I did it.
Yeah. So,
you'll get back. It won't take you long to get back.
Yeah.
It'll go fast.
I'm hoping. Oh, well, there's some stuff that's going to go a little longer just because we realized that my range of motion is really good when there's no tension on my nerve, which is like what I had surgery on the last time. So as soon as there's tension on my nerve, it gets really tight and there's a lot of things I can't do. It's kind of painful. So
maybe not jogging, but maybe like riding a bike or something will come faster than.
Right. Right. I got the okay before. I could do absolutely no cardio. And then I could do the recumbent bike, which if you've never been on a recumbent bike, you're basically sitting like in a chair and your pedals are out in front of you instead of being like vertical. So it doesn't give you much of a kickstart in the cardio department. Or the hand bike, which I would usually be the only person at the gym under 70 on a hand bike. So that makes you feel great. So at least I got cleared to do, I can jump on a trampoline, which I have like a little rebounder. And then I can do the elliptical and the regular stationary bike and the Stairmaster. So I'm really excited about that.
Yay.
That's super exciting.
Right? I already feel like a happier person or like a more myself. That I can be slightly more active, because, like, when you go from working out, like, a lot, or being super active to having to be sedentary a lot, especially when that's, like, your way of, like, catharsis, it really sucks. So
I think I'm, like, I read this article about, it was, like, 10 things that people from other countries think about the U.S. And it was really interesting because it was things that you don't think about because you live in the U.S. So, you know, it was things about like our food. And one of them was this person said, online shopping, you guys don't realize that you can literally order anything you want and it will come to your door, you know, Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize how big of a luxury that is. And I really like have, realize that living out in the country where the only thing we have out here is Walmart, and even it is 28 miles away. And so I online shop for everything, and it's a luxury. And like the excitement that you get going to the mailbox and getting little things, it's like little presents all the time, and how easily you could be addicted to it. You know, there's those people that are super addicted to online shopping.
Yeah.
But also on that topic is I'm real annoyed with sizes. You know, if you order a shirt from like the Wish app, you know, you're going to have to get like a 5X for it to be like a large in US because it's coming from China. So you know that the sizes are weird, but I ordered some jeans the other day and they were both US manufacturers and they were both my size. And I shit you not, it comes in the mail. You can hold the one up inside the other pair. It was so much smaller. And I was like, I feel like there should be stipulations for every single clothing designer and manufacturer that say this size needs to be, you know, this waist size is 27 inches. This waist size is 30 inches like guys, and go why can't from we there. Just
have guy sizes.
Right. Why is it that some designers decide to knock off 4 inches and still call it the same size?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to do that, at least say give it. Your size chart on the website so that people can compare. But this didn't even have a size chart. So I had no idea ordering my size online from two U.S. manufacturers and they came and it was ridiculous. So that's my other.
I wish women's sizes would come in waist, hips and length. Like I would love that. If you can order pants that come in waist, hips, and length. Like,
yes.
Right.
So much.
I think everybody would. I'm short.
Yeah.
Just let them all be the same so that you know, okay, I'm a size 12 jeans. I'm not. That's so funny. But so that you can go to, you know, every department store and get a size 12 and it's going to be required that it is so many inches to be a size 12 and not by designer.
Yeah.
Because that's so frustrating. Yeah. Ugh. Especially when your only option is online shopping when you live in the country.
Right. When you look at guys, too, like, they order 32, 34, it's always the correct
exactly.
size.
It's
yeah.
Because it's not an arbitrary size they've assigned. It is an actual measurement.
Right.
Right.
It drives me crazy because, like I said, I'm short and I always need a short. And if I buy regular size pants, they're too long on me. I could buy leggings that are supposed to be like cropped or capris on normal, regular size tall people, and they're regular pants on me. They go all the way down.
That's how it is when you're a 6 foot tall girl, though. Like, everything is super short on you. Like, all of your pants come up right above your shoes or whatever. And I don't understand it because girls are getting taller. I mean, I know still the average height for women is like 5'7", but I'm 6 foot. Like, it's never been fun to look, and you have to go to certain stores that sell long or sell tall, and then it's way more expensive. And you're talking about like this much more. Like, it's right. just super. I just wish we could do it like the way the guys do. Get your waist size, your hip size, and your pant size.
You're in and out. Like, yeah. Well, and it's frustrating too because women's clothes are just so much more expensive than men's.
For sure.
Oh, try plus sizes.
It's just not fair.
Well, it is not that much more fabric.
Mm-hmm.
No. Make an extra inch in a shirt and they double the price.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck y'all.
That's my rant.
Yeah. And we get periods. We should get discounts on everything. Our shit should be way less expensive because we're going to buy more of it.
Yeah.
I have a closet that's clearly for two people. And it's full of my own stuff. I'm going to buy clothes. And if they were slightly cheaper, I'd buy more of them.
Get it together, manufacturers.
Yeah.
Okay. So... this wasn't bad. I'm not a huge white wine person, but because I like 19 Crimes so much, I figured I would give this a try. I would definitely drink it again. It wasn't bad at all, but I wouldn't buy it again for myself. Like I would buy it if I had friends coming over that liked white wine, but I wouldn't buy it for me.
Yeah. Mine is horrific still. And I would actually dump it down the drain, right, and look, I will not be recommending or buying it again.
Look, winemakers, here's the thing. If you're going to make terrible tasting wine, you better up the alcohol content so people don't care at the end of it. Like, that's the formula right there.
Exactly.
I just gave you the winning point. One. Like, yeah.
Like, it tastes like shit and it's pink, but guess what? It'll get you drunk real quick.
Right.
There you go.
Don't come at us with this bullshit 8% pretending that it's wine. It's not. It's a wine cooler. Advertise it as such.
It's 100%. Maybe, you know, for somebody that's just starting out, has no alcohol tolerance, doesn't like the taste, doesn't like alcohol, whatever, mom, It tastes like...
Lori, we're looking at you.
It genuinely tastes like Sprite and grape juice. 100%.
Wasted calories.
Yep.
You should have taken a shot to the eyeball. That's what you should have done.
I should have. Yes.
How's your wine, Stace? Stacey?
My wine was not terrible. It was great because I didn't buy it. Stole it from my roommate. No, it wasn't bad. I'm not the biggest fan of Malbecs, but I thought it was fine. I'll drink it again.
Perfect. Okay, so if you made it to this point of the episode, sorry. First, we will
be better next time.
We'll try to come up with some actual topics. Look, here's the thing: we've been trying to avoid politics. We would love to talk about Puerto Rico and Trump and the whole, you know, take a knee debacle. But we're trying not to only dwell on those really depressing topics because it's completely consuming every aspect of everyone's life right now. So this was our attempt. I can't promise it'll last forever, but hey, it lasted this week. So until next week, I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacey, the new age old school mom.
I'm Stacey, the political princess.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.